And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Washington State, where William Flournoy, who presents as a woman under the name Isabel and served on a taxpayer-funded youth advisory board, has been charged with first-degree rape of a 6 to 7 month old baby girl. Investigators say Flournoy was babysitting the infant in 2023 when a Google cyber tip flagged an image he had uploaded of the assault. Oh, FBI agents found a pacifier, a stuffed animal, and a child's cup in his room at a transient housing facility. He's also facing separate charges for possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material. California, however, won't be outdone. The state's elderly parole board has voted to release Gregory Vogelsang, sentenced to 355 years for kidnapping and molesting multiple children between the ages of 5 and 11. He served just 27 of those years. Vogelsang himself admitted at his hearing that his attraction to children is always going to be there, though he says he knows his triggers now. That was apparently sufficient enough for him to be released 328 years early. Down in Texas, Democratic Senator James Tallarico, who campaigns as a Presbyterian pastor, continues generating material. He's declared that God is non-binary, open to legislative prayer by cycling through Islamic, Hindu, and Buddhist names for God. He also claims that there are at least 6 biological sexes and that pro-life convictions are, in his words, unchristian. The Democrats, they know they have a faith problem with voters, and their solution is to find someone willing to wear Christianity like a costume, but hope nobody actually reads the label. Florida took a different approach to something entirely: election integrity. The state's legislature passed a bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote, with Governor DeSantis expected to sign it. The law leans on the existing Real ID infrastructure, so most residents won't need any extra steps. Meanwhile, in Maine, Democratic Governor Janet Mills is running attack ads against her own primary challenger, Graham Plattner, over comments he made on Reddit in 2013 about women and sexual assault. Plattner, who has Bernie Sanders backing and is somehow leading Mills in the polls despite the controversy, dismissed the spot as a desperate attempt for relevance. On a brighter note, Disney debuted a new cruise ad during the Oscars called Midnight Magic. It was 90 seconds and portrayed a father and son taking late-night walks on a ship across decades of life. There was really no messaging or agenda, but people were reduced to tears, and one viewer wrote, "Back to the basics for Disney." Now, whether this signals a genuine course correction or just good market instincts, that remains to be seen. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.